Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye y'all.
Hi.
Welcome back to Intimate Spaces. I'm Alicia Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
And I sound a mess. A mess.
Maybe don't sound well.
Y'all, my allergies are acting up. And if you're from Louisville, you know what that's like.
Yeah.
I got caught in the rain on Thursday. So, backstory, because I think this is important. We haven't been here for a while. I had a death in the family. It was really sad. So, we're really sorry. We're behind.
Yes.
At the funeral, of course, you go to the graveyard, say your goodbyes. It was raining. Cats and dogs. And now I sound like a frog.
Did you mean to rhyme?
I didn't.
This is a sad story. And I'm just like, did you mean to rhyme, bro? Jesus.
I did not mean to rhyme. That's just...
Are you sure it's allergies today? Because if you got rained on, you may have a small cold. You know you be getting colds left and right.
I don't know.
It's been...
Whatever it is, the rain did it, and the season's changing is not helping.
No, not at all. It's about to be spring. Yeah, so there's that in your ears. There's that in your ears. Alright.
Sorry. What's not what we're here for, though? We're here to talk about something else.
Yeah. We are.
Tell them, Devin.
Okay. Alright, so we are here to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yay. The day of love.
Yes, February is the month of love. People celebrate all month long.
Yes.
We realize it's been, what, a week?
Almost.
When this comes out,
yeah, it'll be a week.
It'll be a week when this comes out. But guess what? People celebrate Valentine's all month, so we're not late. So, yeah.
Leave us alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. So let's get into it. All right. So recently, people across the country took to the stores, movie theaters, restaurants, parks, and more in attempts to show the people they love just how much they love them.
True. So Valentine's Day is a holiday that celebrates love in all its forms, but especially romantic love.
And while it is on February 14th, Valentine's Day and its many versions are celebrated all month long.
For example, Valentine's Day, a celebration of your love for your besties, started off as being on February 13th, according to the show Parks and Recreation, but people celebrate all month long, depending on schedules.
Black Love Week takes Valentine's Day and mixes it with another very important celebration in February, Black History Month. During the full week of Valentine's Day, events are held by Black people and organizations that celebrate and promote Black love, marriage, parenthood, and family life.
So, with all the variety that comes with this holiday, you would think there'd be a little something for everyone to love, right?
Wrong. Like Twitter does best, you can find tweet after tweet of people bashing the holiday and expressing how much they hate it. Fair, because no, Twitter bashes everything. Let's talk about it. That could be a whole episode. Not this one. I mean, maybe not on this podcast, but it could be a whole episode.
The way that Twitter just hates everything. Someone on Twitter hates everything.
I'm about to say, everybody's always like, oh, you can't please everyone. Twitter proves that. Twitter proves you literally
but,
cannot.
But like, there are a lot of people that genuinely hate Valentine's Day. So... most people call it a made-up holiday, which actually bothers me because, like, all the holidays are made up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything but contribute to consumerism. Like, considering all the money that we spend on gifts, cards, dates, lingerie, etc.
And it's not necessarily untrue. It was expected that a total of $23.9 billion would be spent across the country this year on Valentine's Day. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. So, this past Monday, I guess.
Yeah.
We spent almost $25 billion. That's crazy. More than 53% of consumers plan to celebrate, and men spend twice as much as women.
Add this in with this year's inflation, and this has been the most expensive Valentine's for all of us.
So, but that's not where this holiday comes from. I don't think anyone just woke up and decided, like, I'm going to make people spend lots of money. I think that people cash in on something that already existed, obviously.
I'm about to say, it's like anything that any holiday that appears, or like any holiday that you celebrate, it's been massively subject to marketing, and you have to spend this much money to show your family that you love them. I mean, look at freaking Christmas. The Christmas shopping season starts a month to, well, now with online stuff and Cyber Monday, starts like 2 months before Christmas.
No, but seriously. So where did Valentine's Day come from? Well, you'll find out after this break.
Yeah, give us a second and let Malaysia not die. And we'll be back.
I'm gonna work on that.
You know, it might just be me when we come back, but we'll see. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Malaysia Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman. And the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye.
And we're back.
Yay.
Malaysia's over here doing weird ass body movements.
I'm trying to not be sick.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Does that make you, does this make you feel better?
I'm not just letting everyone know I do not have COVID. I do not have COVID, okay? There's way too much stuff coming out of me to have COVID.
No. That never crossed my mind. I feel like you just have a cold from being in the rain.
I also have had COVID before, so I know what it feels like.
That too.
And I'm vaccinated.
But I also feel like it's the rain. Like, the rain did it.
The rain literally did it. It tried to take me out. But I'm still here, bitch.
According to you, everything tries to take you out.
I don't know why, because I love everybody. I love the rain. Outside.
I love everybody. I said everything. She's like, I love everybody. What? Just inanimate objects be trying to take you out.
And I love them.
Inanimate objects?
Yes.
They don't know that, clearly, because they be trying to get you. Like, oh, we had to switch. Death. Hey, back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't have COVID, everybody. She's a demon. All right, so Valentine's Day has a complex history expanding across various cultures and timelines to finally be known for what it is today.
So let's start with the name. Valentine comes from the patron saint, Saint Valentine. So the Christian faith recognizes at least three Saint Valentines, all of whom were martyred. Two killed by Claudius II outside of Rome, and one jailed and killed later. But nobody truly knows which one of the three is the real Valentine. Each was for sure a sucker for love.
So, if that don't sound like a play that I've watched.
It probably is, honestly. One of the Valentines got killed because Claudius II outlawed marriage because he said that unmarried men make better soldiers.
Oh my God, I just listened to a podcast episode about this.
Yes, and so St. Valentine was like, that's not right. People should be able to fall in love and get married. So he was marrying people anyway, and Claudius got down and killed that nigga. I can't remember what the second one did. But the third one, I can't remember what he did either. But he was in jail,
and then they
fell in love with the jailer's daughter.
And they executed him?
Yeah, he sent her a card that said, "From your Valentine."
Can we also talk about the fact that they was just super dramatic back in the day? You get killed for a lot of random shit.
Man.
You sneezed in my direction, off with your head. Bye. But that sounds like a play I've never seen, but I know I've seen.
Probably. That's wild.
All right, another historical connection to Valentine's Day is the pagan celebration known as Lupercalia. Lupercalia? Lupercalia.
I don't have to say anything.
We're going to stick with Lupercalia.
Okay.
Yes.
So, celebrated between February 13th and 15th, Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Phoebus, the Roman god of agriculture.
All right. To start off the festival... Let's do that again. Okay, so start off the festival, the Lupercai priest, would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Alright. Then they would take the hide of the goat, dip it in the mixed blood, and take to the streets slapping women and crops.
The women liked it.
Yeah.
Because in their minds, it meant that they would be fertile for the next year.
I'm about to say, according to the podcast episode I listened to about this, like, if you got hit as a woman, like, with that, you're going to have children. Many, many children. So they'd line up and be like, "Hello, hit me with that thing." Okay. Picture that.
I am, and I'm distraught.
Why are you distraught?
I don't want to be hit with doggone blood.
Well, then you're not gonna have a lot of children, nigga.
I'm like, I don't want that anyway.
What? A lot
I'm
of kids?
For the heels.
She don't want to be fertile for the rest of her life.
Don't
tell
me with the dog blood. I don't know, bitch. Get out
of
my way.
She gonna be 87. You pregnant. How?
Get me out of here.
God damn it. How am I pregnant? My womb is the size of a grain of rice. Well, bitch, you're pregnant again.
No.
I was hit with that damn blood. In 74 Jesus AD.
Oh my god.
Or was it BC? Anyway,
okay. So later on in the evening, all the young women who were available in the city would place their names in an urn and be paired with the bachelor for the year, and this often ended in marriage. So they would get paired and fucked. They would have like orgies and shit.
If that don't sound like the Roman version of Married at First Sight, I don't know what does. Them niggas was just like, drop.
But from what I heard, though, it was like they was like outside of the bonfire, like getting it in, like, yeah.
And that became Woodstock and Burning Man. No, I'm just kidding. Lupercalia became outlawed at the rise of Christianity, and February 14th was declared St. Valentine's Day. We Christians just outlaw all kinds of stuff. Anyway,
they said y'all can't be fucking out here on these streets.
What is this? This is fire? That's not safe. Y'all just out here.
Y'all killing animals and shit?
Y'all just out here making macaroni noises? Not too much. We don't like that. God. We don't even like macaroni. Okay.
So it was also believed to be the start of bird mating season in England and France. This is why people began to connect it as a romantic season.
Look at them birds fucking. That's romantic. Real what? Okay, the earliest recollection of a Valentine being sent was in 1415 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife while he was imprisoned. Soon after, this became popular. Okay, so my only question is, was it a Valentine or was this dude like, yo, I'm in prison, I'm bored, what's up?
No, he sent her, it was like specifically on St. Valentine's Day.
Okay,
I'm actually. Apparently he wrote her like
a letter. Oh, okay, that's different. See, I didn't know the context, because I'm like, he wrote her a letter. Cool. Was it romantic or was it like, hey, send me 3 goats? I'm hungry.
Hell no. Well, the goats, not the goats.
What? Goats and dog blood. Send me 3 goats and dog, sis.
That's outlaw.
Ah, you right. Damn, 14, 15. Far the hell away.
Just
in the past.
Because it is, baby.
Okay, anyway.
So by the 1700s, most Western societies have some form of celebration on February 14th, especially like the United States, England, Mexico, Canada, France, blah, blah, blah. For those they love, and all people, regardless of socioeconomic status, celebrating in some way. So the poor, the rich, and everyone in between.
Celebrating Valentine's Day.
And that's how kind of how we got here today. I mean, essentially, it just turned into... So I feel like people just got smart and were like, shit, people buy little cars and stuff, I'm going to take it up a notch. You should buy a card and a flower. I'm going to take it up a notch. You should buy a card and a flower and a teddy bear. I'm going to take it up a notch. You should buy a card, a flower, a teddy bear, and buy some lingerie, and go on a date to the movies. And, yeah, I feel like that's what happened.
And then celebrities just blew it out of the water and was like, I'm going to rent a whole building and fill it up with rose petals, fucking Birkin bags, and here's a bear.
The size of your house.
Whose house? Not their house. Bare fit in one room in the house. They got 74 rooms. Cardi B fucking walked down the aisle of rose petals. Got 2 Chanel bags. I'm concerned.
I remember last Valentine's, Cardi B wrote him a check. Just wrote him a check.
I mean, that's no different than them giving each other briefcases of money for their birthdays. Just a whole briefcase of money. Megan Thee Stallion just got one. That's why I said that. Fuck it. Gucci gave Keisha one. I'm concerned. What? I need to be a celebrity. Anyways, if you're listening to this, tell us your opinion. What side are you on? You know, are you, it's a made up holiday, fuck it, or are you, I love love, I'm about to love your shit, give it to people I love.
Yes. But you don't know what side we're on.
I feel like you can guess, but maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't.
But that's essentially the history of Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. It's how we got where we are today. From dead saints and goat
dog whips. Sacrifices. Goat dog sacrifices.
Goat whips.
Goat whips. You get hit with a whip. Well, okay. You get hit with the goat whip. Fertility.
Pregnancy.
You'll have children all the day long.
Diddy up. So that's it in a nutshell. This episode comes out Monday, which is the Monday before our live event, Erotic Space. If you, oh God,
if you come to the door with jokes, just kidding. Sorry, I was gonna make a bad joke. If you come to the door with a goat, you get nothing but a look of disapproval and why you're having a. So that I'm coming up. Okay, but what?
But you do want to come with a ticket.
Yes, we ain't selling tickets at the door.
Nope.
There's none of that. So don't please. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to just wait. You're going to wait to be looked at like you ain't got a ticket. Bye.
So, yes, all the tickets are available are on Eventbrite. The link is in our Instagram. The link is on our Facebook. The link is on my personal Instagram and Facebook.
The link is everywhere.
Seriously.
If you see the post, check the first or second comment. There's probably a link there.
Seriously. You don't want to miss it. I promise you, you don't.
You don't.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
Saturday, February 26th, 8 to 11 at Prism.
Grown and sexy, clearly, because it's 8 to 11. Yes. Wear your sexy clothes. Like, wear sexy, dressy clothes.
Yes. Not lingerie, but you know, be a little risque.
Risque.
Yeah, but... other than that, that's all I have.
Yeah, that's all we got this week.
That's all we got.
But yeah, no, come hang out with us on Saturday. We're great.
I will be feeling better because I medicated myself.
I'm about to say, she won't sound like that, hopefully.
Oh no, I'm about to be in this house today.
Burritoing herself.
It's called a swaddle, okay? It's what they do to babies. I'm going to swaddle my goddamn self.
You are the size of a baby. That was perfect.
Anyway,
can you tell we love each other? See?
And I'm gonna medicate myself and not in sleep.
See, we talk about love. Can you tell we love each other?
Whatever. That's all, though. So we'll see you on the flip side.
We will. Bye.